Amen. Somebody say after me, divine prosperity. Divine prosperity is mine. Divine prosperity is mine. But the question now is, here's the first question. What's the evidence that somebody is divinely prosperous? Good thing Pastor touched on it. Because very quickly, most of us think it's money. Abundance of money. Money, if God were to put things in hierarchy, money would be at the bottom. But when we think prosperity, the first thing that goes to our mind, the number of houses, the number of cars, the number of Gucci suits. But that's not the evidence of divine prosperity. I read something last night because I found out that the laws of prosperity, Kenneth Copeland's book, is now a PDF, free PDF, free for download. I downloaded it and printed it. So I started studying it. I read something something that caught my attention last night. It says, he said, true prosperity is God manifesting in, I'll say it again. True prosperity is God manifesting himself in us through his word. Now I added to that, I said divine prosperity is God manifesting himself in and to us in and using his word. Because the first sign, the first and the most important sign that you are divinely prosperous. Or, before I do that, yes, thank you Jesus for reminding me. Let's give you clues. The first one is in Psalm 1. Let's turn to Psalm 1. And when we get to Psalm 1, we're also going to turn to, thank you Jesus, you remind me. Psalm 1 is the first one. Okay, let's read Psalm 1 first. I want to give you the clues to what are the evidence that somebody is divinely prosperous. Psalm chapter 1 says, blessed. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's a clue. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. What can we replace law of the Lord with? Thank you. The word of God. But his delight is in the word of God. And why do I keep? Why does it keep escaping me? I need to get it back. Yes, thank you, Jesus. John, 3 John verse 2. That's clue hint as to the evidence that you are divinely prosperous. One of the first things, the first signs you would see in the life of somebody that is divinely prospering. 3 John verse 2 says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things. Prosper in all things. Not the things that you have been trained to do. Not the things you have a qualification for. Not the things you enjoy doing. Not the things you have practiced. My wife says, because I say, practice makes perfect. My wife says, it is perfect practice that makes perfect. It's not what you have practiced perfectly. It says in all things. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. So, let's go to that question. First evidence. What's the first sign? What's the first fruit that you will see in the life of anyone that's prospering divinely? Who wants to just shout out? Who wants to help us? I've given you two clues. I'm very blessed. I don't know names.
I was only Bratola.
Bratola is, oh, I know Bratobi's name, so I can call on. And Joy, that's nice. Yeah, but that's not what I had in mind. Those two pieces of scriptures, the clue is there. Okay, I'll help you. Yes? Communion with what? That's very spiritual. Come down to earth. Help me. Spirit, communion with God. But help us. A layman wants to know what communion with God means. Communion with. with, thank you, Pastor, with the word. God is in heaven. And he gave me this quote, I love it. The most accurate representation of God you have now, the most accurate, is your Bible. It's the word. It's the word. Verse 2 of Psalm 1 says, but his delight is in God's word. You will never find a man divinely prosperous that doesn't have verse 2 in operation 24/7 in that person's life. A strong desire for God's word. And 3 John 2, for a very long time, I just quote it. Yeah. I give you praise. You wish above all things that I prosper in all things and I be in health, and I stop there. Those last few words is what makes 3 John 2 work. Let's read it. Yeah. It says, beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. How does your soul prosper? How does your soul prosper? It's God's word. It's God's word. It is the word of God. So we can say, show me what you do with God's word, and I can give you a very clear identity. I can identify how prosperous you are. Show me how you treat God's word, and I can tell you where you are in terms of prosperity. If God's word is, there's nothing wrong with it though. If you run to God's word as a means of, Pastor said it. He said we should not pray. Pastor, help me. Is it defensive? No, you didn't use the word defensively. We should pray proactively. Some of us, we go to God's word in reaction. Something happens, hey, we run to God's word. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. But you need to have. That's one of the, or we can put it this way. The quality and the quantity of prosperity in all things that you'll enjoy, and also the quality and quantity of the health you enjoy, is dependent on how your soul has prospered using God's word. And I think it was in August now. See, that's what some of this does for teachers. I think it was July. I was reading a book, and the author gave a very good distinction between being recreated and renewing. See, when you said, Jesus, come into my life, your spirit was recreated. Old you died is now new you in Christ Jesus. That is, and right now you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are recreated. You are, I love that word, you are born again. You are brought from life. Mr. O, you are brought from death into life. Recreation. You are recreated. But then renewal. Now, it's only those who are furniture, antique lovers. You can find a piece of furniture that maybe 200 years old, but you walk on that furniture and you can bring it back. That's called renewing. Yeah, you renewed that piece of furniture. Okay? For you to experience what God did in you in recreation, your mind needs to be renewed. It is to the level to which you've renewed your mind with God's word that will dictate how much of the recreated life that you'll enjoy. God's word in. For those of you who may have followed me since I started coming here, my emphasis has always been on God's word. It's always on God's word. Your victory is in God's word. Enjoying all that He recreated you to become comes as you renew your mind with God's word. With God's word. God's word cannot be something you run to in reaction. And it's not something you do proactively. Something you do. The Bible helps us. So let us see how the Bible helps us. Thank you, Jesus, for reminding me that. In the same, I've turned away from there. I was wondering, why can't I find it? If you go back to Psalm 1, it tells us exactly how to do God's word. Psalm 1. And when I find it, I'll let you know. Psalm 1. There you go. Same verse 2. It says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Day and night. In God's agenda, there's only day and night. We are the one that came with the morning, noon, early evening, dawn, dusk, all of that. In the heart of God is just day and night. So in other words, it's saying here, and in his law he meditates always. It has to be always. It has to be always. You're renewing your mind because you read some things. Your spirit, we're all going to experience it. When your spirit leaves your body, you become 100% sensitive. We are restricted by the body in which we live in. But for you to experience spirit life, you renew your mind. And it has to be always. It has to be always. So we can say the foundation for divine prosperity is spending time with God's word. Intentionally spending time with God's word. Intentionally. Spending time with God's word. Intentionally renewing your mind with God's word. Intentionally meditating on God's word. Kenneth Hagin says it. Kenneth Copeland says it. Now Gloria Copeland says it. Craig Lodella says it. He says, if you have a need and you're going to God, before you go, find from his word. Find his promises that has given you that need. Tarry there. Spend time there. Meditate on those words. Because last time I came, we started by looking at Revelations 1 verse 8, where Jesus said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega. You start with the word. You meditate on the word. You make that your focus. Then you already have the answer. You have the answer. You already have the answer. And the second evidence of a divinely prosperous person is because if your life has been affected by God's word, you are now constantly, continuously, always meditating on God's word. It will change your prayer life. Automatically, your prayer life changes. It changes. I listened to a message by Kenneth Hagin many years ago. A message on, because when Kenneth Hagin, he doesn't preach one message, he preaches series. So I was listening to one message in his prayer series, and he started the message by saying that was his 30th year. He's enjoying 30 years of every prayer he prays. He gets answers to it. Every prayer he prays, he gets answers to it. What is the secret? He gave the secret in that message. He says, because before he goes to God, he goes to God's word. He gets the answer first. We're in a hurry to run and pray. What are you praying for? It'll be, maybe Pastor should do one day, opening prayer service. Just go to someone and say, what are you praying for? So quick. Hey, Father, hey, what are you praying for? Father, be with me. He has sorted that one. He says, Lord, to the end of the world, I will not leave you. So why are you praying, Father, be with me? And he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Father, go with me. Read the Bible. Spend time with God's word. Find out what he has said. Now you have the basis to pray. And they say, oh, but what if it's emergency? Is he shaking God? That emergency, has he shaken? If you can look up in there and say, God's throne has been shaken by this emergency that has arisen in my life. And hey, now I can start panicking. But his throne is not shaking. So why should you panic? Cool down. Kenneth Copeland's mother, I think, was it? No. A church member was rushed to the hospital. Called Kenneth Copeland's mother. Kenneth Copeland said, so-and-so has been rushed. He said, Mom, let me have my breakfast first. Let me have my breakfast first. He had his breakfast. Nice. ate it, enjoyed it. Yeah. And whilst he was eating, he was meditating on God's word. Okay, what word am I taking to that hospital? Because you run and say, because the temptation is there. Something has happened. You want to start praying. No. Let it. You see, because first you have to understand, it's the devil. He's the one that's brought to you. I don't care what it is, what it may be. Huh? I mean, what can be worse? And this is another testimony. What can be worse? Husband and wife went to, like, they go to Tesco, boys in America. They went to the mart, whatever they call their own. Yes. Put son on trolley. Son was excited when he got to one aisle. He fell. The husband was a medical practitioner. He had a crack. He knew that was serious. As the son's head hit the floor, he had a crack. Body could not move anymore. Husband and wife said, pray in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Holy Ghost. They called, dial 9999. Is it 911? Did they imagine they came? Prayed in the Holy Ghost. Rushed him to the hospital. They got to the hospital, did x-ray, saw that crack neck. So from neck down, lifeless, can't move. No, cannot function, nothing they can do. But they kept praying. By then they had contacted the church. Church too was on fire. About an hour or two later, the boy jumped up. He said, Daddy, I want Dr. Pepe. I want Dr. Pepe. They did x-ray. Couldn't see anything. Yeah? And then when that happened, this guy's a partner to Kenneth Copeland. He called Kenneth Copeland and said, tell your partners. Let them get the word in. Because if they had not spent time to get the word in, when that happened to their son, they will be powerless. They will pray, shout Jesus. You haven't spent time depositing God's word. When you start shouting, nothing's coming up. But once you've taken the time to deposit God's word, that's the answer. Now you have something to say. Then you have something to say. So your prayer life changes because and you've now learned to... my wife is here now. That's why sometimes... She said, pray. There's no word yet. So I say you should pray now. There's no word yet now. I find it difficult to start talking to God when I don't know what word I'm standing on. What are you... When I have a word, I say prayer. The prayer comes out without me thinking because I have a word to go to him with. So divine prosperity is second sign. Your prayer life will change. And get to the point where you can say, since so and so day, because when you're serious, because you know, I have no God has done his part. He gave the body and the blood of his son to back up every promise in him. But he has, if you're serious about it, you know the day. Okay, from this day, every prayer I prayed from then on, I received. I say, no, we're Christians. We like to be very quick to say, spiritually, yes, every prayer I prayed. Cool down. Have you, because it has, you need to start with God's word. You need to. This is no longer, when you wake up in the morning, read the Bible. No. This is, Jesus said in Matthew 4, verse 4, man shall not live. You are not having life by the bread you eat. The chicken and chips you eat is not what gives you life. Amen. And for those of us who eat healthy, it's not the five a day that you eat that gives you life, but by every word. And then I've done it before. We gloss over that every. He said every word that proceeds from the Father's mouth. Every. You like talking, don't you? You like talking. Especially if you're racist with somebody, you like talking. You got that from God. He too likes talking. He's talking to you. But I can't hear him. I know what I... Pastor, if you know what I've done in the past, God won't want to talk. So like, shut up. He's talking. He loves talking. There's no problem with his side. He's always talking. Imagine, Cain had killed Abel. He still went to Cain and said, let's have a chat. Where's your brother? God is still talking. You want to hear him? Spend time with his word. Let the word separate spirit from soul. So when he speaks, you hear. Because it's in your spirit that you hear it. It's your spirit that you hear it. And I'm going to give you this challenge. Because if... When my wife went to, the time she went to Banjul, and then she calls. If the phone rings, even if I don't know, if there's no ID, moment she says, babes, from that side, I know it's my wife. I said, Tunde, that's my wife. That's the same way. That's the same way. That is the same way. If you train yourself for God's word, when God says, you're right this morning, you know it's God talking to you in your spirit. But the challenge is God's word needs to come first place. And we're all busy. I'm busy too. Those two lovely children. I think it was first day of holidays, because my wife works nights. She works nights, so she comes back. So I have to have the children all day. The first day I say, I want this summer holiday to come to an end. How do you do it? Busy. We are busy. But if you are too busy for God's word, that busy is rubbish. Whatever you are busy doing, that's you compromising. What you compromise to get, you will lose eventually. So instead of trying to fit God's word into your schedule, let everything else, as I'm saying this, I'm saying to myself as well, let everything else revolve around God's word. That is where it starts. I'll say it again, I know we're busy. You know, mortgage has to be paid. You need to go on holiday once a year. Is it two times a year? You need to finish that house in Nigeria, all of that. I know I'm busy. Build everything else around God's word. And then the third thing, evidence that you're divinely prosperous. Your praise life changes. God's word in your heart affects your prayer life. All of a sudden, your praise is affected. Your praise is affected. Your praise is affected. Just give him praise. You just give him praise. You just give him praise because you know the greater one is in you. The victory is yours. It's irrespective of what you're going through. You might see some people shouting up, praising God. This one doesn't have any problem, not knowing that he's dealing with. But he has realized where his victory comes from. It will affect your praise. It has to affect your praise. And those are the three signs. Three signs that you are divinely prosperous. How you treat God's word changes. Your prayer life becomes revolutionary. Because now, God told me. Now, from Mark 11:23. 22 down to 24. So you've gone to pray. You've gone to ask God for something. When do you get that something you asked God? When? Thank you. I can say, it's when you're praying. It's not when. So, for example, now, you go to God, you're saying, Lord, what can we say? Okay, I'm believing God for £500. Lord, and you go with God's word, you quote the words, you made that. Yeah. And Ken Cooper says you can meditate on God's word to the point where there's some things you don't even pray for. Amen. So you've meditated on God's word, you now have the answer. So you go to God, I'm believing for £500. Glory be to God. I believe I receive it. Is it when somebody turns up 2 or 3 days or maybe a couple of hours that gives you £500? Is that when it was done? No. If you leave the prayer place without the answer, there's no answer. Does that make sense? If you leave your place of prayer without the answer, you don't have any answer. Amen. So your prayer life will change, and ultimately, how you praise God will change. Amen. In all of this, money is nowhere. As I said, is one of the last things. God wants us to be custodians of his anointing. Yeah? Anointing is bigger than money. He told me this, money without the anointing is annoyance. You have money, no anointing. You'll be frustrated. He wants you to become custodians of his anointing. And it's his anointing that sets you free. Amen. He says, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall remove from your shoulder, the yoke detached and the yoke destroyed by the anointing. And that's what the anointing does. And you know, he wants you to be custodians of his anointing. And it is his anointing in you that will attract everything you need, everything you want, and everything you desire. The anointing in you. And what stirs that anointing up is what you say. And the most powerful words you can say to stir up that anointing is God's word. Amen. So we're going back to it. It's God's word. God's word. So you're dwelling on God's word. You're meditating on God's word. Things happen. You speak God's word. Because you're not established. You're established in God's word. So you speak. And out of the abundance of your heart. You're meditating on God's word. Faith is coming. You're confessing God's word. Faith is coming. It's building up in you. It's building up in you. It's building up in you. It comes a time out of the abundance you speak. So the next time you declare that God's word is not the faith that comes goes to work on your situation. Amen. The anointing in you will attract everything you need, everything you want, and everything you desire. So become a professor of God's word in the world system. Professor is the highest, isn't it, sir? Professor is the highest. You start with bachelor, then you do your master's, you do your doctorate, then you research for a few, and then you become professor. Become a professor of God's word. Spend time. Professors, so maybe start up with, I'm a teacher of math. Start with, bachelor was in mathematics. Master's, maybe logic, because that's another subsection of mathematics. His doctorate, another subsection of God's word. Then you get your PhD, you become doctor, they put DR next to your name. You start researching, start carrying out research, call you professor. Same thing with God's word. Start with God's word. And then, like right now, I'm doing an awesome study on righteousness. I'm doing an awesome study on righteousness until I become professor of righteousness. Amen. And that's how you become a professor of God. Okay, I strongly believe this is the Holy Ghost that's leading me to do that study on righteousness. Anyways, that's for another time. But become a professor of God's word. Become a professor of God's word. It affects his anointing that's in you, and the anointing in you will attract everything you need, everything you want, and everything you desire. Amen. Have I blessed you this morning? Glory be to God. Stand to your feet and give God praise. Father, we give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. Father, we give you praise and we give you all the glory. We thank you, Lord. You desire above all things that we prosper in all things and be in health just as our souls prosper. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise and we give you all the glory. We make up our minds today to intentionally start depositing your word in our hearts. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I said, the first thing that's affected is how you treat God's word, and that affects your prayer life. Do you know there are some prayers in God's word that you can start praying? There are some prayers in God's word. You pray one of them. Prayer for knowledge, revelation, wisdom and revelation. Yes, you can pray that. I'm praying Ephesians 3 right now. It says, Father, I ask, according to the riches of your glory, according to the riches of your glory, to be strengthened with might by your spirit in my inner man, that Christ may dwell in my heart by faith, and that I, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all of the saints the width, the length, the depth, and the height, to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, and that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. That's a prayer. I prayed every day. And I end by saying, Father, I thank you. I am filled with all of your fullness. am filled with all of your fullness. I give you praise. I'm filled. I thank you. According to the riches of your glory, you are strengthening me by your spirit in my inner man. Amen. Hallelujah. There are more prayers there. Not just that. As a matter of fact, as you start spending time with God's word, God starts leading you to all of these things.